Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
Alafia, Jimhotep, Habare Ghani, to all my new friends, what's up? Thanks for joining me. And to my old friends, you know we're going to make new friends, but we're going to keep the old, because one means silver and the other gold. How's everybody doing this evening? How is the African family? And how are the children? I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. And if the children are faring well, that means the nation is moving and progressing in the right direction. I want to welcome each and every one of you to this segment of this show. We're embarking upon Tehuti, Asa, and Amen, the last three stages of the initiation, not of the program, but just of the initiation. I want to thank you for your opportunity to be a part of this class and for joining me and staying with the segment. For those new people, you definitely want to understand that we do commune with ancestors in this room. And if you haven't already heard, you might want to go out and get your list of your ancestors' names, because if you participate, you would like to call out your ancestors' name, inviting them back to your home. Once again, I'd like to thank you for joining me this evening. And Tehuti, Asa, Amen, there are last three stages that we're going to challenge, trying to climb up that tree of the ladder. And can we really transcend our limitations through the uses of our spiritual powers? And how do we obtain spiritual power? And can we really get to know our true self? How do you get to know thyself? And that was one of the statements that was written on the wall over in Egypt, to know thyself. And as we began to learn ourselves and all about who we are, our makeup and what it consists of, I have also posted a web page on YouTube, well, actually a video on YouTube for you to take a look at with Dr. Jewel. And I'm not going to pronounce her name because I just learned about her recently, but her conception of who we are as an African-American, melanin-rich people is a very clear one, and I'm sure you will agree upon you listening to the videotape and taking a look at what she has to say. She decisively breaks down the concept of the brain, both hemispheres, right and left. She also gets into melanin, and you know how I feel about melanin in this room. I've always told you that melanin can never die, nor can it be dissipated. You have to tap into it, and it can be regenerated from your ancestors. That's why it's so important to know about your ancestors, because you can tap in to their energy pool, their DNA of their melanin. That's right. On our next show, I'll be getting more into my new manuscript that I'll be publishing, talking about the effects that females have on African-American males. What is it about the female that perturbs the male? And we're going to be getting into the right and left brain and also into melanin. How does it affect the male as opposed to the female? And can we really touch something and have a concept of modality? And can our very skin make the difference where as if we are absorbing knowledge and information? Melanin is very important, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be getting into more of that on our next segment. Right now, I want to draw your attention to the fact that we can get to know our true self. And there are techniques and procedures that we must follow through Rhonda Neffer's concept. Now, Rhonda Neffer is also on that videotape. I want you to pay very close attention to the discussion that he has on monotheistic and the polytheistic. I want you to watch it and take a look at it and understand about the Kemetic Institute and the Kemetic lifestyle, which is similar to that of Ifa, Vodun, and Icon. They're all one and the same, but just different names, different deities' names. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you again, and I'd like to say it is time for us to start getting our Kwanzaa things together. You definitely want to know who you're going to patronize this year. You want to make sure your money rolls around in your community at least seven times or more so that we can keep the dollar in our own neighborhood, because we are about economics in this room and understanding how finance works in our home. We're going to be talking to you about making good investments in your money so that it will grow in our community. Not necessarily where to place it when you go to church, but I certainly don't want to see you dropping it around a minister as he stands up. I don't think any man or woman commands the requirement of money to be dropped at their feet. but I would certainly like to see you take it and drop it into the merchant's hands in your community. For this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be featuring the Cobb Family songs, and as you know, I've been playing them throughout the season. I just love Steve Cobb and his wife. They're going to be featured in Chicago this year, singing all of their specials, and you can find them there. They're fantastic drummers as well as singing artists, and they are storytellers. So you definitely want to catch them during this Kwanzaa season. Giving your first fruit back is when you give Kwanzaa a chance to live in your household, getting your first fruit back and thanking God for the grace that he's bestowed upon you. And it's important to understand that Kwanzaa is not a religion holiday. It is a ritual tradition in an African tribe. And Dr. Melina Karinga created Kwanzaa. You need to read about it, find out more information, and how you can share it with your children, ladies and gentlemen. And right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over and listen to, I think we're going to give you those kids, they're going to spell out Kwanzaa for you first so you won't forget how to spell Kwanzaa. Here we go. Come on in, kids, because we've got to give you a drum roll. Let's give those kids a drum roll today before they come in. All right, Kwanzaa kids, are you ready? So well, don't forget it's spelled with two A's, ladies and gentlemen. They got that right. Give them a round of applause. Those Kwanzaa kids are spelling again. And now let's go into Ania. Since we are talking about knowing thyself, we certainly want to know what Ania is, our purpose. We'll be right back.
each day in life, we're on a mission to resurrect our greatness once again. In this we find purpose. Everything in life truly has its purpose. The wisdom of creation is in its purpose. Every day we live, we will be on purpose. Live this and grow wise.
Dedicated to the fifth principle, the principle of purpose, and I call it Nia. Say African people celebrating Kwanzaa, beginning on the 26th of December. Say me touch it in the roof, me dash it in a cold jam. Cause I'm an actor, my me at the field marshal, with the man Steve Cop and Chavin Duca. The purpose of our mission, you find it in Nia. I tell you, black people, so you must understand. Say each and every one of us, we're all African. We're coming from the roots and from the foundation. If you understand me, then you know our mission. That money could buy the richer were to live on, the poor were to die. You never miss the water till the well run dry. You never know a good thing until you try. Say you're spitting at the faggot, I go falling at your eye. A life will make you laugh and life will to make you cry. Like an African eagle, say your dreams are them a fly. Have a purpose in life until the day that you die.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have got to know your purpose, Ania. And that is why we're helping you to climb up the ladder of the tree of life so you can learn your purpose and press the God had forth in you. If you don't know it by now, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your way to becoming God and knowing yourself. That is why it's so important that we take each day, one at a time, to show the initiate what progress he's made of killing off the lower being, the physical, and allowing the spiritual to press forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to get those list of names out And we're going to get ready to go right into the talking cure. And I'm going to ask you to join me in this meditation. We do meditation during this time. So if you please get those lists of names out. And I'm going to go to the purification. The purification is going to be set up for me. And it's already set up, I see here. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to join me in this purification method. Baba, is the purification complete? Purification is complete. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not standing to your feet now, you should be, as I pour the water. Getting the purification ready. I take the water and I put it on my face because I do not want to meet Ori with a stale face. And I clean my face real good and my hands. I pour libation to the west. And I say, I pour libation to the east. And I say, I pour libations to the north. And I say, I pour libations to the south. And I say, so be it, so let it be done, ladies and gentlemen. As we quiet our spirit to allow the Creator, our Ori, to come into existence and reside within us. Quieting your spirit, taking deep breaths, breathing in and out the oxygen of carbon dioxide, breathing in the oxygen of life as we breathe in the oxygen of God in our spirit. I ask you to synchronize your vital signs, and I'll synchronize mine with yours. Breathing in and out, quietly breathing in and out. Now let's pause for a moment of silence as we take deep breaths to go into the trance. Ladies and gentlemen, the frequency level has risen. The frequency of everyone in this room with melanin has caused the frequency level to go up. Not only is your frequency level here, but the frequency level of your ancestors is here too. It is present here in the room. If you need more energy, now is the time to tap in. Tapping into the frequency levels, ladies and gentlemen, because it's yours for the asking. If you are looking for healing of your physical body, your mental mind, your energy level is here. The frequency is vibrating all over the room. As you know, you're standing on holy ground. Now we want to call on our ancestors to ask them to be present with us, to ask them to come and be a part of our communion ceremony. I like to call the names of our ancestors and set a light before them and a glass of water for their thirst. I like to call on my ancestors on my father's side, and I set a glass of water before his family to give them water to quench their thirst. I like to set a candle before them to give them light to guide them all the way back home to their prospective locations. I like to light a candle before my mother's side, giving her directions and guidance. I like to call on my mother's side of the family and offer them water to quench their thirst. And I say, please come home, mother and father. Please come home. I call Robert Jenkins and I say, Ashe. I call Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Eugene Jenkins, Ashe. I call Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. I call Essalie Pope, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Ludell James, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Bessie Lily, Ashe. I call Initial Lily, Ashe. Ruby Lily, Ashe. I call Ruby Bracken, Ashe. I call Clifford Bracken, Ashe. I call Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. I call Elijah Day, Ashe. I say, so be it, so let it be done. Ancestors, come home and join us as you commune around the circle of the tree of life. Help us to know ourselves as we press the Godhead forward and climb up the spiritual tree of life and get to know not an earthly being, but a spiritual being, an alien who is not from this continent, but from an alien land. Help us to learn about our spinal cord and how important it is in the medulla oblongata, how important it is to understand both of our right and left lobes of our brain. Help us to understand that you have left us with the DNA in our mind, in our right side of our brain, which is our spiritual side, that we can press and tap into. And as we tap into it while under the trance, whatever we take into the trance that we have problems with, that we're trying to master, we see ourselves mastering it while we're in a trance. See yourself mastering it. So when you come out of the trance, you would have mastered it.
Thank you so very
much for taking your seats and participating in the Talking Cure. For those of you who do not know what the Talking Cure has been created for, it has been created for injured spiritual mind, bodies, and soul. For us to use a bit of our own psychology to talk ourselves through the difficult time and to take ourselves into a trance as we allow ourselves to be led into a trance so that we can work out our situation. And that thing that we couldn't do in the natural, we begin to see ourselves doing it while in a trance. And upon coming out of the trance, if you were not a great lecturer and you had a difficult time standing before people, and you go into a trance and you see yourself lecturing before great numbers of people, mastering the art of lecturing, when you come out of that trance, even though you may have never lectured before any people in your life, you then will be able to stand up in front of a large crowd after 21 consecutive days of performing that ritual. Then you should be able to master the art and skill of lecturing in front of people. That's just an example of some of the things you'll be able to do. But you must practice and you must meditate and go into a trance at least for 21 days to master a concept. And ladies and gentlemen, I told you that us talking to ancestors is not a game. It is not anything that we do for show. It is a personal thing so we can stay in touch with our ancestors. I'd like to read you our Black Family Pledge, because we have forgotten our ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. Our children no longer give us honor because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling and perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children that we give birth to, we neither understand nor want. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within us and our gates and holding up the mirror of the world shouting, we guard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another and to embrace the loneliest and to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters in honor of those who toil and in perilous guise with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge here and now on this Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going through the Talking Cure with me. And I'd like to encourage you to have your own segment of the Talking Cure in your home and teach your other loved ones and children how to have the Talking Cure in your household. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get ready to go right into the segment. But before I do that, I want to get those Umoja people out here to tell you why it is important to shop with them, okay? And I think they could do a better job of it than I can.
What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should?
Brother, we can help ourselves with Ujamaa. Sister, we can help ourselves with Ujamaa. Brother, we can help ourselves with Ujamaa. away from the likes of me. He makes all of his money off of us, you see. But he never
with a product and a plan. Me need money to have the plan expand. The banks say no when I ask for help. Where are my brothers who got all their wealth? They say God bless the child who got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Brothers and sisters with Ujamaa. And if you're not already doing it, you want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you patronize your brothers and sisters and buy from them and buy from your traditional African-American in a community and buy outside of that community as long as you're keeping the dollar circulating in the small business areas of those African-Americans, because they, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we are one of the biggest consumers, but we don't keep our money circling in our community long enough. If we were to stop shopping tomorrow, the malls would have to shut down. That's right. You are a great consumer. So therefore, they make the decision to economize based on how you're going to make your purchases. So why not have a part in what goes on economically in your community that concerns you? Go out and make your purchases and also demand that the products that you want on the shelves in the stores that you purchase and buy from are there during the Christmas season, where you need certain candles, the red candles, the black candles, and the green, making sure that you're not running all over the place to get them and that most people who are serving you know that you need those for Kwanzaa. So much to be said by Kwanzaa. I hope you are teaching your children the concept. I hope you're explaining to them about the first fruit and what it means. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to get into our topic, the last three stages of initiation, Taruti, Asa, and Amen. I want to take you back to Ron and Nefer's book again, and I was calling him Ron Amen. It's Ron and Nefer Amen, okay? And that's in the Magneter. Volume 2 on Ansuk Asa. I'd like to take you over to page 287. This is the 18th chapter that we're covering now. Tahuti, Asa, and Aman. And we've been featuring these three men. Let me tell you a little bit about what Aman has written down here for you. Ron Amen. He says, of all the things that influences our sense of who we are, our way of thinking, feeling, etc., our capacity to do is the strongest thing. Nothing can shatter our identification with our natural personalities, as can our experience of transcending our limitations through the use of our spiritual power. He goes on to say it gives us substance to the affirmation of our infinity potential to will and to be. He goes on and says, this final death blow to our persons free us to manifest our wisdom of infinite potential to know, to experience the true self of man, and to completely surrender. Relax, ladies and gentlemen. Breathe now. Breathe with me and relax. Our hold on living that we may experience life in the subjective reality behind all life forms in the world. This monumental task, he says, is to be achieved through four simple means, and they are the MEN app technique, a special breathing technique. And I've been telling you that when we go into a trance, we must take special breathing techniques, breathing in and out. Now, he takes you through a different type of technique that you want to get the book to follow, because you cannot do this meditation without the proper techniques of breathing. A special breathing technique, living as a sa, and the appropriate heka. Now, breathing is very important when you're doing the meditation, because there are some techniques that are different. Over on page 288, it says, the eighth stage of initiation for Tahuti is, the objective of the stage is to develop the ability to totally shut down thinking. Stop thinking. They don't want you to think. He doesn't want you to think. Shut it down. Able to put it down. The manipulation of symbols in order to see directly into reality of things. It is based on the fact that the manifestation of thoughts in the sphere of awareness bears a relationship to the degree of relaxation or tension. Were we to sit in the sphere of awareness, okay, and meditate in the complete disinterested to the thoughts and entering into the sphere of awareness, at the same time, we are enhancing our degree of relaxation. When you're relaxing, you are enhancing your degree of relaxation at the same time when you're meditating. Through the rhythmic flow and deep disinfringing and breathing all through, and you will eventually do this in like manners. Disappear, you will disappear from our sphere of awareness. During the moment of total mental vacancy, the spirit and the relevant brain structure will be totally free to transfer the knowledge into information. We will return from the meditation state with an answer to whatever questions we had before the meditation. Now, if you go into the meditation with questions and you go into your trance, when you come out of your meditation, you will return out of the meditation with the answers to your question. It is an extension of a principle known to psychologists. The more we try to push the brain to remember, to give an answer when a response is not forthcoming, the more tension is generated and the less chances there will be to arrive at an answer. So you don't push yourself to come at an answer in the natural because it's difficult to arrive at the right answer. While psychologists say, put the matter out of mind to create the relaxation needed instead of pushing the brain to recall a subject matter or information. Put the matter out of your mind and relax, and that is how you allow it to come to you. While psychologists said, again, and I say, put the matter out of the mind to create the relaxation needed, that the answers might merge, the spiral scientific approach is a more deliberate and vigorous approach. Of course, it goes several, it's several steps that you must take to do this. Not merely are we seeking here to remember information, but seeking to put known facts into them, into form. So what he wants us to know is that when you're crunching for an answer, putting pressure on the brain and the mind is not the technique we want to take. We want to relax, sit back, and think of nothing and allow our mind to drift. But we must approach life holistically. We cannot live the greater part of our day, even in sleeping, holding on to and following up emotionally, identifying with the thoughts and entering our awareness, and expect to sit once in a while when we need an answer and be readily able to ignore these thoughts when they are surfaced. This is why men's app is so important. In order to sit in the meditation and enter into the state of completeness, nothingness, looking into a void sphere of awareness, we must cultivate the ability to ignore emotionally and sensationally charged thoughts, even the pain from the injury, the discomfort from extreme cold or heat, or noisiness, or hunger, etc., that we cannot escape. So ignore the hunger pains. Ignore the injury of the discomfort that you might, that you cannot escape. Try to ignore it. We cannot allow any automatic reaction to change, reaction to things like the sight of a beautiful person, the sounds of beautiful music, the odor and sight of delicious food, and so on and so on. We can put ourselves through a deliberate process of deciding to enjoy ourselves and still experience genuine pleasure. The great difference is that none of the things enjoyed will have the power to control and therefore harm us. We will not suffer. The eighth sphere, delusion of believing that things are enjoyable in themselves. They are so only because we find them so. How else could one man's cup of tea be another mother's poison? You will find that as you master the ability, you will find that there is nothing that you cannot make yourself like, nothing. And that means people, too, that you may have odds with. Here's where you develop your fellowship and liking those who you say you can't tolerate. By increasing the range of enjoyment, you will enjoy life much more than saw man. Review the techniques as explained in Chapter 14 and in Volume 1. Here's where you make the change in your modality of things that you cannot tolerate and allowing yourself to sit through pressures and pain so that the ultimate will arrive. Support the whole. Sacrifice to support the whole. Meditation techniques, ladies and gentlemen, for developing the wisdom property. Now, I'm just going to briefly go over that. Number one, go into a trance with the Tahuti. The Aung Hung Shring. Aung Hung Shring. Aung Hung Shring. Aung Hung Shring. It is listed in the back of the book along with the cards that you can order and purchase when you purchase your book. While chanting, Aung Hung Shring. Aung Hung Shring. Focus the attention on the spot between the eyebrows. Focusing and meditating there. This is optional. This is not mandatory. Number two, keep the chant going for about 2 hours. Aung Hung Shring, Aung Hung Shring, about 2 hours. After that, number three, focus the attention on the breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in the oxygen of God. Exhaling out the carbon dioxide, breathing in life, breathing out, exhale death. As you do your breathing, after the focus, the attention on the breathing, while keeping the inner sight on the spot between the eyebrows, remember? Ignore all the thoughts and the sense of perception. In time, all thoughts will vanish, and you will slip into the state of contemplation. Say it with me, contemplation, looking into the sphere of awareness with consciousness of being conscious. You will come out of it with insight that you never had before. Insight you are sharing, searching for, and have been longing for. Here's where you gain the ability to tap into yourself and to know yourself. And the insight that you'll gain from sitting with yourself, because God shows up in you. The ritual aids for the stages are lotus oil, sweet almond oil, blue and white clothing, and blue light. Now remember, those of you who may be given to strong drink, alcohol, drug, cocaine, reefer, any of these things, you do not want to do any form of chanting and meditating while on those substances. Rhonda Neffer does not recommend it, and neither do I. You want to step away. The ninth stage of the initiation is a song. It is clear by now, he says, what is to be a song. All that is needed at this point is to gain a clear understanding of the work at this stage. The men-ab way of life begun in the Haru stage must be applied in every situation for life. The contemplative meditation techniques explained in the preceding stage must be used without the expectation of coming out of it with a message. It will enable you to touch, to feel that part of you which is at the center of your being. That's the Godhead. Directing all aspects of your living machinery, the manifestation of God through your personal vehicle, the Hekka and the Aung Sa Hung. Aung Sa Hung. Aung Sa Hung. Aung Sa Hung is a chanting, which is appropriately corresponds to the stage, will now acquire an entirely different character in your day-to-day affairs. The automatic emotional and sensual response that have inherited to come to you will cease to automatically manifest themselves unless you will them to. From now on, they will be invoked for their true purpose. They are the lower vehicles of the power of the Spirit. The freedom from emotional and sensual incantation. The carrier of the scene of being the person will enable you to develop your sense of oneness. Being in the person will enable you to develop your sense of oneness with all, and is thus an assaw that you will be able to unite all people that they may live in harmony and achieve health and prosperity. The perfection of the ability to ignore all emotional, sensual energy in the day-to-day situation will spill over into a dream state and the after-death state. The characteristic fluidly changeability and flight of fanciful nature of dreams is powered by the changeability, okay, and our emotions. Once the emotional body and the emotional body is stabilized, so will our dreams. This too will spill over into after death state. To die in complete emotional stability or inner peace as a result, not from the priest's hope, but that we rest in peace, but in accumulation of spiritual situations, will enable the initiate after death to behold to his or her divine self-awareness, which is the fundamental requirement for the immortality and continuity of the awareness from one incantation to another. Since our self can neither be created nor destroyed, it is immortal. We cannot be destroyed or recreated. We're immortal in our spirit. But immortality is not experienced until the Asar stage is complete, because we forget from one incantation to another that we have been alive before and who we were. Meditation techniques, ladies and gentlemen, once again. Number one, go into a trance with the Asar chant. Ang Asahang, Ang Asahang, Ang Asahang. Follow the instructions given for the Tahuti chant. Instead of coming out with insight, you will experience yourself dwelling in all things. They will feel as part of you as you feel that the parts of your body belong to you. The 10th and final stage of the initiate here is the Aman. The achievement of the Asar stage will automatically merge into the Aman stage. Once you master the ability to control all emotional, sensual manifestations in your being, as will, you will be able to, number one, sit in perfect contemplative meditation, and eliminate, number two, all thoughts and self-awareness from your sphere of awareness, and experience the consciousness of being conscious. It goes on in number two. It says the ability to hold on to your inner peace is what you're going to have. Perfect in-depth relaxation. In the face of all obstructions, you'll be able to hold on to your peace. Injuries, revering, and difficulties. The world around you might fall. You might face imminent injustice, death, and not loose ones, ironic of your inner peace. You are a dweller in the second Heset, the seal of peace and blessing. This is not a state of oblivion and pain and difficulties or in the ultimate escape. It is a reality that cannot be conveyed to the uninitiate. It is the state of being upon which is dependent the manifestation of greatest power of the Spirit. Ultimately, the inner peace experienced at this stage of evolution originates in the realization that true self is immortal and wields such great power that nothing can dwarf in the design on earth, even if body be destroyed. Even if body be destroyed. Now, there's a meditation for the amen. The meditation is based on the dual breathing technique, which you will have to follow in the book. Number one, breathe in, pushing out your lower abdomen for the count of four. Even breathe about a second each duration. Number two, keep your abdomen out and slightly tense as you hold your breath. Number three, while you are holding your breath, place your chin in the V area of the bottom of your throat. Number four, the same time, gently continue the practice of breathing. Number five, the entire held breath should last about 16 counts. Number six, gently get rapidly pulling the lower abdomen all the way in. Number seven, lift the head to the normal position. Number eight, breathe out slowly for the count of eight, even breathing, each one lasting a second at a time. And here you have it. The process is to be repeated for 2 hours, of course. At first, it should be done for no more than 15 minutes and gradually work up to 2 hours. The count for the virgin part of the breath cannot be, or can be also shortened. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are the three layouts for the chanting. But remember, you are not to do this until you have proper instructions and reading, and if you are on controlled substance or any of those things, you're not to do it at all. Now, this is where it takes you through the stages so you can begin to know yourself, and what you're trying to understand is the true self will come forward at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave you now, but I will return to you tomorrow so we can continue on with this. You've been a great listening audience, and I want to thank you so very much for being a part of this segment of the show, and I invite you back tomorrow, so lock that dial in at 646-478-0270, and we will see you back here this evening, well, back here tomorrow, same time at 6 o'clock, and we look forward to being with you. So please come and join us, ladies and gentlemen, because we know it is the power of faith that gives us the ability to be here.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith? Fall.
Yes, our faith is strong, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to need that faith to take us from glory to glory as we climb up that tree of the ladder and understanding who we are as we know ourselves. Our true self is going to be revealed on a daily basis. As today, we've gone through the Tehuti, the Asah, and the Aman, and we've sang the chant, remembering the chant. So purchase the book, ladies and gentlemen, so you can do this thing right by learning the chant and going through the various different stages, taking into the stage of the trance with you the problems, areas that you want to correct, and coming out, mastering those things and knowing yourself. So you know then if you have somebody you don't like or something you don't like, take that into a trance with you and meditate on it so you can develop fellowship and come out knowing that I can like anyone and I can tolerate anyone, because in a trance, I can transform myself and teach myself to like and appreciate all things that are beautiful, even those things that are not. I can will myself to like someone. Isn't that a great thing, ladies and gentlemen? You've been a fabulous audience today, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to invite you back tomorrow, same time, same place, and let's go out of here with the bang, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do that success song we haven't done in a long time.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Let love.
Goodbye.